Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. I'd like to introduce you to some of the features that we're working on for the next version of ASP.NET. You'll find all this in the Visual Studio 11 Developer Preview. We've got ASP.NET 4.5, which installs on top of ASP.NET 4. ASP.NET MVC Model View Controller has been upgraded from version 3 to version 4. And then Razor, and all the great Razor syntax that you like in ASP.NET Web Pages is now ASP.NET Web Pages 2. Within Visual Studio itself, for web developers, we've got things like the Page Inspector, allowing you to find out questions like, which line of code generated that markup? Both the CSS editor and JavaScript editor have been upgraded to put them on equal footing with the existing code editors. Things like collapsible regions, go-to definition support. The CSS editor has got some really great new stuff, like a color picker, CSS hack support. The JavaScript editor supports now go-to definition. Also new in Visual Studio 11, IIS Express. No more Visual Web Developer Server. Cassini is gone, and now it's a full version of IIS optimized for the developer. You've also got great multi-version support. Finally, we can round-trip our solutions between Visual Studio 10 and Visual Studio 11. This will allow early adopters on your team to start playing with Visual Studio right away, but your Visual Studio 2010 developers can still open those solutions. ASP.NET 4.5, the core services, have a number of new features, including better support for asynchrony. There's also bundling and minification of CSS and JavaScript built in, but also extensible, as well as support for WebSockets. And you're going to hear lots more about WebSockets in the coming months. ASP.NET Web Forms gets some features from its little brother ASP.NET MVC, including things like model binders that make digging around inside the request object a joy. Things like strongly typed binding, strongly typed objects inside things like repeaters. You've also got full support for HTML5 form elements. Now you can make inputs that are more than just type equals text. ASP.NET MVC 4 has got all new, refreshed, and modernized default project templates. These are newly designed templates with responsive design that look great on desktop as well as on mobile. But you also have a new mobile project template using jQuery Mobile, so you can say File New Mobile Application now. There's also great new support for a thing called Recipes, customized code generation that makes it easier for you to make ASP.NET MVC do what you want it to do. ASP.NET Web Pages, Razor, new and updated site templates, a lot of new helpers for things like user input validation, making validation possible even on small sites that use Razor. You've got a resource manager now, first-class registration of scripts on ASP.NET Web Pages. And Web Pages gets features like OAuth and OpenID login support directly within Web Pages, and also display mode support for mobile devices. That's just a few of the highlights. I want you to know that this is your one-stop shop to find everything that's new and exciting in ASP.NET vNext. We're going to keep this page updated for you. You can always go to ASP.NET/vNext. We're going to update the table of contents, put up new videos, new teasers, new tutorials. And when this version of Visual Studio comes out, the next version will always be featured here on ASP.NET/vNext.